那这一次的审讯班有一个特色，就是有很多从其他国家来参加的青年。
And this time, there were many brothers and sisters from out of countries.
建树教会是其实世界各地现在因为资讯流通得很快，所以我们在这里举开了审讯班的这些消息呢，其他国家的青年都知道。
And right now, because the news spread really fast, so when we hold the NYTS in the United States, youth from other countries already know the news as well.
今年大概有30位，大概20几位，将近30位的青年是从其他国家来的。
There were about 20 to 30 students that are from out of country.
有10位青年是从台湾来参加。
10 students, they were from Taiwan.
还有10个是从加拿大来参加。
And 10 were from Canada.
然后还有青年从维也纳，还有从巴黎来的。
And there's also youth from Vienna and also Paris.
这样还有另外一个国家，不知道是忘记是哪一国了，就是有其他国家的青年来参加了。
So, all these students, they are from different countries.
那我们西岸的青年也有许多人去参加，不过因为可能因为这个在地点的关系呢，所以我们还有一些青年没有去参加。就是其实我们还有更多青年应该是要参加没有去的。
And we also have students attended NYTS from the West Coast, and there are also students that they could not attend.
那这一次的神训班呢，他们的主题就是要过圣洁的生活。
And this time the topic of NYTS is to live a holy life.
那这个主题呢，就是要让这些青年们他们在这个神的话语里面，要学习怎么样过圣洁的生活，能够在他们的生活当中把罪除掉，然后才用真的亲近神。
And this topic to live a holy life is to teach these youth to how to live according to the word of God and to get rid of sins.
那神的道理呢，事实上会改变人的。
The word of God can transform a person.
一个人原来的生活可能是过旧人的生活，就是在世界上一般人的生活是一样的。
A person might live an old life, which is the life that's seen as the Gentiles.
如果虽然他是可能是信主，他可能是从小在教会受洗，也是真耶稣教的信徒，可是他如果没有参加聚会呢，他的生活基本上跟其他非基督徒也没有什么两样。
Perhaps the student could be a TJC member, a believer, but because he or she did not attend service regularly, they live the same life as the Gentiles.
我们这次有两位青年呢，他们是在3个月前才刚刚从中国来到美国。
And this time, there were two students from mainland China. They just came to the States 3 months ago.
那他们在中国的时候，其实也是青年，就是高中毕业、大学生的年纪，但是他们的生活基本上跟没有信主人是差不多的。
And they're just graduated from high school, and the life they lived is no different than the Gentiles.
因为他们父母亲也没有在他们身边。
Because they do not have their parents beside them.
那他们也没有在聚会。
And they did not attend service.
只是从小就受洗，他们知道他们是信主啊，基督教的信徒。
However, they were baptized since young, so they knew they are from TJC.
那当他们来到美国以后，他们的姐姐呢，就邀请他们说，暑假的时候来东岸参加神学训练班。
After they came to the States, a sister invited them to attend NYTS.
因为他们的姐姐已经早几年来美国，在这里读书，也在这边工作。
Because their sisters came to the States before them, and she's already working.
那她姐姐就跟他们说，来参加这个活动很好玩啊。
So their sister told them to come to attend NYTS, and it would be really fun.
因为他们基本上没有参加过教会的活动，也不知道什么叫做神学训练班啊。
Because these two youth, they never attended any church activities. They didn't know what's NYTS.
那只是说，因为到东岸去，到纽约，他们都没有来过，所以他们也蛮有兴趣的。
But because they've never been to New York, so they think that would be something fun.
所以，那姐姐跟他们说，来到这边很好玩啊，所以你会认识很多其他的人，会很多有趣的事情会发生这样子。
Their sister told them, "Just come, you will meet a lot of new people, and you it will be very interesting."
等到他们来了以后，才知道原来不是那么一回事啊。
And after they came, realize it's not what they thought.
你知道我们在神训班的生活是很紧凑的。
Because NYTS, you live according to a schedule.
我们 弟兄姐妹如果参加过成人神训班的，他们大概也知道说那个神训班大概是怎么样的作息，怎么样的作息时间呢？
If you attended NYTS, you would know what kind of schedule they live on.
早上 一早就要起来，大家睡在一起。
So you wake up very early in the morning.
然后早上进食祷告。
And you will fast the morning prayer.
早上最少祷告半个小时到四十分钟。
And in the morning, the fasting prayer will last from 30 minutes to 40 minutes.
然后中午的时候又有另外30分钟的祷告。
And during your lunchtime, you will have another 30 minutes prayer.
晚餐的时候又有30分钟的祷告。
And you will have the nighttime 30 minutes prayer.
等到课程结束，要睡觉以前，课程结束的时候又有20分钟的祷告。
And after all the classes finish, before going to bed, you will have another 20 to 30 minutes prayer.
所以每一天都祷告两个多小时。
Therefore, every day you pray at least 2 hours.
每一个时间都被安排得很紧凑。
And every the schedule is very tight.
就是上课，就是祷告，就是一起作息。
You will attend class, you will pray, and you will just go according to the schedule.
一开始这两位青年呢，祷告的时候是坐在那里看的。
Now at first, these two youth, they would just sit on their seat when it's prayer time.
因为他们没有办法祷告那么久，他们也很少祷告，所以在这种场合下，他们非常的痛苦。
They rarely pray, therefore it's really hard for them to kneel down to pray all the time.
第二天的时候就跟他姐姐说他们要回去了。
So by the second day, they told their sister they wanted to go home.
他们就被姐姐骗了。
Because they say you lied to me.
因为他们的姐姐想说要请他们来，其实因为我们像我们很多青年还没有回来，就是神学班结束之后，他们有一个几天的活动，这青年安排他们到东岸各地的博物馆啊，一些风景的地区，去让他们去观赏，所以是参加完之后才会带他们去的。
And usually there will be a touring post NYTS that the local youth will bring them around to tour around.
那但是因为这个在神训班的同时，有很多青年他们都分组，所以每一组都有弟兄姐妹，大家一起分享，一起鼓励。
And when they're in NYTS, they will be divided into different groups. So each group will encourage them.
所以这个弟兄姐妹他们就一直鼓励他，也跟他们做朋友，然后就一直跟他说，在这里很好。
So brothers and sisters will befriend them and also encourage them and tell them, you have to stay here. This is wonderful.
真的很感谢神，两个礼拜之后。
And they can praise the Lord after 2 weeks.
其中一个青年他在要结束的时候，他在晚上的团契时间，他就讲出他的感言。
And one of the youth during an evening fellowship time, he shared something.
你就看到他真的不一样了。
And you could see he's no longer the same.
他在分享的时候就讲说，他在这里他真的学到很多神的道理。
And in his sharing, he shared that he learned a lot of word of God.
他也认识了很多教会里面的青年。
And he also met a lot of brothers and sisters in church.
然后他还知道说他以前的生活是有过不够圣洁的。
And he realized how ungodly is the life he's been living in.
然后逐渐的我们就看到他一开始从坐在椅子上趴在那里等祷告结束，一直到最后他可以逐渐的他就可以跪下来祷告，而且可以祷告四十分钟，可以很认真的求圣灵。
Therefore, he indeed changed because from the time he sit on the pew, watch people pray, and then later on he can pray by himself for 40 minutes.
然后我们就看到说，那个青年他的那个整个心哈，他整个言行举止都不一样。
And we can also see his attitude, the way he talk is different.
就看到说，神的话语跟祷告跟弟兄姐妹大家彼此团契的力量真的很大。
So we can see the great power of intercession and also the word of God.
所以很感谢神，这个神训班的工作呢，让很多的青年的生命真的改变。
Therefore, praise and thank the Lord, NYTS changed a lot of youth.
也让很多青年呢，他们可以找到属灵的同伴，可以在回去之后可以一起在彼此的鼓励，让他们走在主的路上，能够一直保持圣洁。
And many youth they also met their spiritual friend who can encourage them to continue walk on this journey of faith.
那这个就是我们教会投资了很多的人力啊，以及财力、物力在这个训练工作上。其实我们逐渐会看到它的效果。
And that's why the church invests a lot of manpower and also financially to support this event, and gradually we'll be able to see the fruit.
我们今年神训班大概是美国除了 全国教会会议之外动用最多人力的一个场合。
Other than the National Congregational Meeting, NYTS is another event that uses a lot of manpower.
我们一共有八个传道者在那里协助，前前后后。
There are total 8 pastors, attended this event.
好多人都是花整整两个礼拜在那里跟他们一起生活。
And many of them, are full time.
那所以我们就看到说，今年的神训班呢，我们看到跟以往做一个比较，发现说这些青年跟以前真的那个神训班的感觉不太一样。
Therefore, we compare with previous NYTS. We realize this NYTS is different.
几个班务人员共同的感受说，这一次的神训班的学员都很乖。
And some of the workers, they think that this year the students are very good.
一开始我们在神训班训练的时候，有些青年是会染发的，不然就是长头发的，不然就是刺青的，就是有很多奇奇怪怪的那个人会出现。
Because when we first had NYTS, there will be students that dye their hair or they have tattoo.
但是后来在最近这几年，我们都看不到这种现象。
But in the recent years, we don't see this kind of student.
为什么？
And how was why is that?
我们这一代这些青年，他们已经从小都参加过学生联会，然后一步一步的每一班一直这样子被教育上来，到现在他们已经上大学，参加青年神训班的这一代的青年。
Because the youth that attended NYTS, they've gone through SSC and also RE education.
那所以他们就变成很习惯，也知道说我们在神训班的时候到底要做什么，为什么我们要来这里，要学什么。
So they know why what's the reason they attended NYTS, and they know the purpose.
那很习惯了，他们也知道说要用祷告，要靠祷告来过圣洁的生活。
And they know they have to have a life of prayer in order to lead a holy life.
所以这次的神训班，很多青年他们都主动的进食祷告，主动的花时间祷告。
Therefore, many of students they fast and pray themselves.
并不用传道一直讲，也不用辅导员一直要求他们，他们自动主动的，他们学员自己就会进食祷告，就会花有空的时间就祷告。
And when they have any spare time, they would just go fast and pray themselves. No counselors or pastor will have to tell them.
我们就看到我们教会的希望。
So we can see the hope of our church.
当我们的青年会懂得过圣洁的生活的时候，其实神的同在呢，跟神的力量呢，就会在他们身上显明。
And when the students wanted to lead a holy life, then we can see the glory and also the power of God abide in them.
那所以今天晚上呢，小弟用这个主题跟大家来查考，要过谨慎系列里面要过圣洁的生活。
Therefore, tonight I would like to share with you living a holy life.
我们之前小弟跟大家分享过，这个我们在这个末世的时候呢，有一些人是容易被魔鬼迷惑的人。
And before I've already shared with you, in this end time, there are people that will be deceived.
之前小弟应该是跟大家提过，如果我们是在灵性上不成熟的人，很容易被迷惑。
If we're immature in our spirituality, then we'll be easily deceived.
如果我们的信仰没有扎根，其实也容易遇到冲击的时候就会信仰会摇动，然后就会对教会失去信心。
And when our faith is not deep rooted, and when we encounter dire situation, then we will not be stable and we will fail.
那接下来我们来看看，其实如果我们的生活在我们的生活当中，如果不是过圣洁生活的人呢，其实也很容易被迷惑的。
Therefore, in our daily life, if we do not lead a holy life, then we'll be easily deceived as well.
我们来看一下提摩太后书。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy.
我们请看提摩太后书。
2 Timothy.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
提摩太后书二章，请看第十九节。
Chapter 2, verse 19.
后书二章十九节，这里。
Second Timothy chapter 2, verse 19.
这里圣经说：“然而神坚固的根基立住了，上面有这印记说，主认识谁是他的人，又说，凡称呼主名的人总要离开不义。”
19. Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal.The Lord knows those who are His, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity.
这里说主认识谁是他的人呢、啊、
？Here mentioned the Lord knows who are belong to Him.
那我们知道这个主当然就是指的主耶稣基督。
And we know this Lord is referring to our Lord Jesus Christ.
也是我们这位圣洁的神。
And also our holy God.
那说凡称呼主名的人总要离开不义。
Here mentioned that everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity.
所以今天如果是主所认识的人，就是会称呼主名的人呢，会求告神的名。
If today God knows us, then we are the one that call on His name.
那我们如果是称呼主名的人，我们会呼求主，我们是属主的人，就要离开不义的生活。
And if we are named the name of Christ, then we belong to Him. We should depart from iniquity.
圣经里面说，在彼得前书里面说，神是圣洁的神。
In 1 Peter mentioned, our God is a holy God.
他说，一个人要能够见到神，一定要成为圣洁，因为神是圣洁的，不圣洁的人是见不到神的。
If you want to see God, you have to be holy, because God is holy.
你看主耶稣对他所认识的人，以及凡是会称呼主名的人，第一个要求就是要能够圣洁，离开不义。
From here, the first criteria, those who are His, and also those who names the name of Christ, the first thing you have to do is to depart from iniquity.
你知道，在提摩太后书里面，这个保罗他在离世前特别对提摩太提出提醒。
In 2 Timothy, before Paul departed from the world, he reminded Timothy.
他知道他的时间快到了，他已经即将要为主的名。被逼迫，然后可能不久就他可能再活不久了，他自己都知道了。
He himself knew his time is at hand. He will not live any longer.
所以他当时候在第三章的地方，他就跟提摩太特别提到说：“你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到。”
Therefore, in chapter 3, he said to Timothy, "You should know in the last day, perilous times will come."
那这个从三章第一节开始啊，从第二节开始一直到第五节啊。这里就是他当时候在跟提摩太说那个末世危险的日子 是怎么样的日子。
Starting from chapter 3, verse 2, all the way to verse 5, here Paul mentioned what are considered the perilous times.
那这个时候他所在这里面他所描述的这里人的情形啊，如果每一节把它仔细的分析啊，这些行为基本上都跟神的圣洁相违背的。
And you will study closely from chapter verse 2 to 5. We can see all these actions, they are opposite of the holiness of God.
这个当然是人的行为本身做出来这个行为，我们在这个世上生活所看到的这些行为本身是不圣洁的。
And these actions are actions you can see in our daily life, and these are unholy.
那第二节那里有一个人的心也不圣洁。
And verse 2 here also mentioned,The heart is unholy as well.
那人也不会爱神呢。
And the man will not love God.
那人当然也不会在意神的感受了。
And they will not care about what God thinks.
所以你看这个末世危险的日子的特色就是人的心跟身都不圣洁。
Therefore, the characteristics of end time is that both the action and the heart of man will not be holy.
那这个就是。所谓的危险，因为我们活在这个不圣洁的世代里面，在不圣洁的环境当中。
These are considered perilous times because we're living in this unholy generation, unholy world.
这就是为什么你看在以赛亚书第六章啊，当以赛亚他看到天上荣耀的那个宝座的时候啊，他第一个反应就是说他有祸了。
And that's why in Isaiah chapter 6, when he witnessed the glorious God, he said, "I'm condemned."
因为他说他是嘴唇不洁的人，他也住在嘴唇不洁的民中了。
He said, "Woe to me, because I am living among unholy nation and with unholy lips."
所以，今天我们在这个末世的时代啊，会遇到很多的冲击。
Therefore, living in this end time will encounter many trials and impact.
那这个冲击就是，我们周遭的人可能都是觉得做这种事情没有什么大不了。
And one of the impact could be the people surrounding us. They don't think what they did is on such a big deal.
那如果我们没有谨慎，我们很自然就会跟我们的环境的人一样。
Therefore, if we are not careful, then we will do exactly the same thing as the people around us.
所以，在这个末世的时代呢，我们要能够保守圣洁，才有办法让我们自己一直在跟随主的路上不会偏离。
In this end time, we have to separate and be holy so that we can be with God.
那在这个 在这些环境当中啊，其实虽然如果有些人他们是做一些不好的事情，我们如果有道理，我们当然不会跟着他们去做。
And if we have the word of God in our heart, then when we see others doing things that's not according to the Bible, we will not follow them.
但是有时候在这个末世最危险的，其实不见得是有些人，比如说作奸犯科，一些行为不好。其实有时候人的心，他讲一些道理可能会影响人。
And one of the most dangerous thing is that the people what he said is not right.
环境本身是一个冲击。
Environment itself is one of the impact.
我们从这个环境所接受的信息，这更是影响力很深的。
But the message from this environment is also very very dangerous.
这更是要紧的了。
And it is something that we have to be extra careful of.
因为很多事情都是从心里面做出来的。
Because a lot of things spring from the heart.
我们心怎么想，我们口就怎么说，我们生活可能就怎样生活了。
Whatever is in our heart, we will say it out and we'll live accordingly.
那所以呢，圣经才会说要保守我们的心，胜过保守一切。
That's why the Bible said you have to keep your heart because it is the wellspring of life.
在这个不圣洁的世代里面，会有一些不符合神真理的，以及不在神面前是不圣洁的。道理会出现。
And in this unholy generation, there will be unholy things and also teachings that's not according to the Bible.
我们来看一下提摩太前书第四章第一节。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书四章一节。
Chapter 4, verse 1.
四章一节这里说，圣灵明说，在后来的时候，必有人离弃真道，听从那引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理。
One, now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons.
这一句话其实是讲很清楚。他说圣灵明说，这是圣灵的启示。对保罗他说，这是圣灵明讲的哦。在末后的时候，一定会有人离弃真道，然后会听从引诱人的邪灵，就是邪灵的工作，然后跟鬼魔的道理。
Here the Spirit expressly says.In the end time, there will be deceiving spirit and doctrines of demons.
那这个跟提摩太后书三章第一节他所讲的这些末后危险日子是相对应的。
And it is the same recorded in 2 Timothy chapter 3 from verse 2 to 5.
你看那个人本来好好的，那小孩子一开始他都是很纯真、很纯真可爱的，那为什么长到最后的时候，人就会变得自高自大，会任意妄为，然后就会变得爱厌恶不爱神？他怎么会有这种转变呢？
The child started with an innocent and very pure heart. And why is that after they grew up, they become such a person that's arrogant and disobedient?
其实有很多时候就是因为这个邪灵的工作在人的心里运行。
And it's because the movement of the evil spirit.
所以有些人哦，他们真的，你看他们的那个作为啊，对待人处事跟那个讲的话，或是他的脸上所表达出来那种。我们说一个人的气质哦，是觉得很不一样。有信神跟有敬拜神人跟不信神人差很多。
And that's why sometimes from the person's speech and action and the way he or she carries themselves, we can see it's very different from a believer.
所以小弟从今天早上回来的时候，在那个车上，在这个电车上看到各色各样的人啊，你在电车上面，你看到很多人进进出出啊。
And today, I was on metro, and I saw many different people.
你看到那个人的脸孔，跟在教会里面所看到弟兄姐妹之间，那个真的有一个很大的落差。
And I see many different people's countenance, and it's very different than that of brothers and sisters.
你看，在晨兴班结束两个礼拜的祷告、读圣经、灵修之后，那个弟兄姐妹他们的脸哦，所散发出来那个气质哦，你就知道他们真的心里面都改变了。
After 2 weeks of praying and being immersed in the Word of God, you can see, brother and sister, their countenance is very different than others.
他们讲话，他们在跟人相处之间的那种互动啊，你就看到有神的形象在当中了。
And the way they speak and also how they interact with each other, you can see that God is in them.
那青年呢，变得很顺服、很听话。
And all the youth, they become very obedient and very good.
他们就变得很主动，他们知道什么事情 是对的，是 要去做的。
And also very active, they knows what to do and what is right.
他们在打扫啊，做什么要他们要该做的事情，他们都很自动的去自动自发去完成。
And they will do their cleaning duty very quickly, and they know what to do.
他们的脸上就是充满了那个喜乐。
And from there, you can see a very joyous face.
但是在电车上，你看到一般的世人哦，他们来来去去从车子进出哦，真的不一样。
But when I was on the metro, I see people come in and out, and the expression of their face is very different.
就是这个就是心里面人心里面所存的，如果是真的是神的道理，他所散发出来的那个容貌是不同的。
If a person have the word of God in them, then the way they carry themselves will be very different.
那为什么人会变这样子？
And why is that?
其实很多时候是这个魔鬼他在这个末世的时候，特别会用很多的道理，很多的那个诱惑，让人陷在罪里面。
Because in the end time, the demon will use different kind of messages and also temptations to make people be sink and be in the sin.
你看第四章第一节那里特别讲到的鬼魔的道理。
In chapter 4, verse 1, here mentioned about the doctrines of demons.
那这些鬼魔的道理，你看他第二节，他接下来说啊，这是因为那个说谎人的假冒，这等人的良心如同被热铁烙惯了一般呢。
Verse 2, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron.
那表示说这些人呢、啊，他们的良心都已经失落了。
It's because these people that already lost their conscience.
神造人的时候给人一个清洁的心。
When God created man, He gave man a clean heart.
一开始人的良心都是很良善的。
At first, each man's conscience is good.
但是可是后来在这个邪灵的工作底下，以及鬼魔道理的这个冲击底下，人开始的良心就开始变了。
But after the influence of demons and those evil spirits, man's heart started to change.
那有这些人的良心如果蒙蔽了以后，接下来人的生活表现就完全不一样。
After man's conscience is being seared, then their action will be different.
所以今天在这个末世的日子，我们一定要很小心。
Therefore, we have to be cautious in this end time.
主称呼主名的人要离开不义。
Those who call on the name of the Lord have to depart from iniquity.
就是我们生活一定要跟世人有分别。
We have to be separate and holy.
我们所追求的道理一定跟外边的人也不一样。
And the truth we seek after will be different than the truth others seeking.
我们今天所听从的是什么样的道理呢？
Today, what kind of message are we listening?
你看，我们听的是神救人的道理，是和平的福音，是恩惠的道理。
We're listening to the gospel of peace, the peace of salvation, the gospel of salvation.
这个道理是会让我们的身心转变成像神的人，有神的人力跟圣洁的那种圣灵的工作，神的道理。
And this gospel can transform our heart.
我们所听从的是圣灵的感动，是神的引导。
What we're hearing is the movement of the Holy Spirit, the guidance of God.
那对照那个一般世人，他们是听从是引诱人的邪灵跟鬼魔道理是截然不同的。
And it's different than what other people are hearing, which is the lies and hypocrisy and also doctrines of demons.
那所以呢，你看我们今天在如果我们今天能够过一个圣洁的生活，我们的良心真的会越来越敏感。
If today we can continue to live a holy life, then our conscience will be very sensitive.
那我们对神的话语，我们就会喜爱。
Then we will love the word of God.
通常你看，我们如果参加过教会的讲习会，一开始回来的时候，我们对神的道理一定会很热爱。
After we attended the church seminar, we realized we really love the teaching of God.
因为我们的良心其实已经被洁净过，用神的道理已经被洗净。
Because the word of God cleanses our conscience.
那但是有时候我们在这个环境当中，我们在生活周遭，我们所在处的人事生活当中。慢慢的，我们的良心就会慢慢被蒙蔽，有一些不洁的东西就会盖住我们的良心。
However, in our daily life, slowly our conscience will be seared once again.
所以，如果我们不常常听道理啊，用道理来洁净我们的心思意念，很多时候我们的良心会慢慢的不敏感。
If we do not continuously to listen to the sermon or the truth, slowly our heart will be not as sensitive as before.
现在如果刚刚参加讲习会，我们现在如果眼睛一看到那个什么不好看的东西，我们马上就觉得，哎，这个不好。
So after attending a seminar, when we see something that's ungodly, we will know right away this is not right.
那个电脑荧幕里面如果出现一些不好的东西，马上可以感觉到这个东西神不喜悦。
If on the computer screen something bad pops out, then you will know it's not right.
但是久了以后，如果我们没有谨慎呢，如果道理不常常用道理来洁净我们的心呢，哎，有时候我们就觉得说，哎，这个也没有什么关系，慢慢我们就会觉得无所谓了。
However, slowly, if you do not continue to study the Word of God, then slowly we'll feel this is not such a big deal.
那这样子的情况其实会让我们变成真的，虽然我们知道说神所认识的人要离开不易，但是我们却心有余力不足，我们就慢慢的会离神的那个标准越来越远。
And slowly we'll be far away from the principle of God, even though we know what's right, what's wrong, but we do not have the strength to do it.
那其实就是我们已经逐渐在不谨慎，我们已经落在这个危险的日子里面，我们还不知道了。
And because we are not as cautious and we are already in the trap of being deceived.
那所以我们一定要离开不义。
That's why we have to depart from evil.
好，那我们要怎么样过圣洁的生活？
So how do we live a holy life?
在提摩太前后书跟提多书，保罗的这个教牧书信里面，他讲了很多很多要逃避的事。
In the pastoral book of Paul, 1st, 2nd Timothy, and also Titus, Paul gave us a lot of lesson concerning these.
那我们来看几点啊。
And let's look at several points.
我们来看一下提摩太后书第二章。
Let's into 2nd Timothy chapter 2.
第二章的第二十二节。
Chapter 2, verse 22.
二章二十二节说，你要逃避少年的私欲，从那倾心祷告主的人追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
We also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of pure heart.
二十三节说，为了那愚拙无学问的辩论，总要去节，因为知道这种事是起增进的。
But avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife.
那所以现在从这一段里面看到两件事情要逃避。
So from these two verses, can see there are things we have to flee away from.
逃避少年的私欲，其实就是肉体的情欲。
Flee away from youthful lust, which is our fleshly desire.
肉体的情欲不是只有少年人专有的。
The fleshly desire, not only youth will have it.
有时候其实老年人也会。
An elderly person will also have lustful desire.
所以其实你看在那个新闻里面，你常常听到犯罪的不见得是都是年轻人啊。
Therefore, on the news, we can know that criminals are not only youth.
有时候做一些不该做的事情哦，也是有年纪大的人呢。
Sometimes an elderly can also commit a crime.
所以要逃避少年的私欲，就是逃避这个肉体的情欲啊，是每一个人都要注意的。
And therefore, each one of us, we have to flee from our lustly desire.
那要逃避，就是一定要过有灵修的生活。
And when we flee from this desire, that means we have to live a life that we cultivate our spirituality.
所以你看他接下去就说要同那倾心祷告主的人追求信公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
But pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
所以就是我们要有属灵的同伴一起来追求神的公义、神的道理的要求。
Therefore, we have to have a spiritual companion to come to together to pursue the righteousness of God.
我们要一定要常常借着读圣经、祷告、聚会，来让我们的心真的更接近神的心。
We have to continue to read the Bible, attend service, and also pray to let our heart be near to the heart of God.
这是我们对自己本身，对我们自己本身肉体，我们知道在我们的肉体当中有一些我们如果没有注意，它会跑出来的那种情欲。
Because we know if we're not careful, our fleshly desire will come out.
但其实我们如果小心，我们就可以把它克制。
However, if we are careful, then we can suppress it.
所以保罗才说他是攻克己身，叫身服我。
And that's why Paul said, I beat my body so that my body can be submissive to me.
是的，我们可以脑筋里面有很多的意念。
And our mind will have many different kinds of thoughts.
但是如果我们能够把它压制住，我们就不会去做了。
But if we can control it, then we will not do it.
我们如果不放任我们的身体去做不应该做的事情，我们就不犯罪。
If we do not indulge our body to do all these wrongful acts, then we will not sin against God.
所以这个是要逃避。我们从自己本身了解我们自己本身的自我来说，我们克制逃避。他说这些少年的私欲。
So we have to first understand ourselves and to flee from these lust and to control our lust.
那我们现在来看第二个的，那第二个他讲的就是要逃避第二十三节啊，他说要弃绝那个愚拙无学问的辩论。
Secondly, we have to avoid foolish and ignorant disputes.
那就是说，其实那个愚拙无学问的辩论哦，就是一些它跟道理跟救恩没有关系的。
These are disputes that's not relating to salvation.
那这些辩论是什么？
So what kind of discussion and disputes are these?
这个辩论，如果你如果看那个第提摩太前书
，If turn to First Timothy，
提摩太前书第六章啊
，Chapter 6。
第六章，请看第二十节。
Verse
20。第六章二十节。
Chapter 6, verse 20。
那提摩太啊，你要保守妥受你的，躲避世俗的虚谈和敌真道、似是而非的学问。
Oh, Timothy, guard what was committed to your trust, avoiding the profane and idle babblings and contradictions of what is falsely called knowledge.
这些无学问的、愚拙无学问的辩论啊，基本上啊。这个所谓的世俗的虚谈，就是一些哲学思想，其实就是讲一些理论，空洞的理论。
And these idle babblings are considered philosophies.
所以其实有很多所谓的，你看今天神的道理哦，绝对不会似是而非，是就是是，很清楚啦。
And today the teaching of God will not contradict itself.
所谓是的道理哦，那个没有学问的，不管是有没有读过书的，都可以了解。
The teaching of Lord Jesus Christ can be understood even if you are not educated.
所以那个老阿嬷她也可以了解神的道理。
Therefore, if even an old grandma will be able to understand the teaching of God,
不一定要受过什么训练才懂啊。
It doesn't necessary that you have to receive education.
因为神的道理就是那么简单。
Because the teaching of God is simple.
因为那是跟生活有关系的。
It's related to our daily life.
我如果去做了，我就知道了。
Therefore, if we act upon it, then we'll understand.
而不是脑筋里面一大堆理论呢。
So it's not something that you have to think up. You have to. It's really hard to understand.
所以保罗在提摩太后书二章就提醒提摩太说，那些愚拙没有学问的辩论，不要逃避，要弃绝。
So in 2 Timothy chapter 2, Paul reminded Timothy.To be careful of these idle babblings.
辩论辩赢了，别人也不会来信主。
Even if you win the debate, people will still not come to believe.
那只是市长只是耍拽皮子，赢一下，这觉得很舒服，比你厉害这样而已啊。
And it's just, if you win, it's just a proof saying that you're better than others.
但其实是没有用的。
But it's in vain.
那其实，在像提摩太前书第四章里面也有这个。跟提多书里面，他都有记载，要逃避、弃绝这些世俗的言语，跟老妇荒谬的话，就是一些没有造就人的一些传说了，或者是一些理论呢。
In First Timothy chapter 4, here also mentioned the same thing. You have to avoid these kind of disputes.
哦啊，那我们再来看提多书。
Let's turn to the book of Titus.
提多书第二章十一节。
Chapter 2, verse 11.
来看看我们要除去要逃避的事情。
These are some of the things we have to get rid of.
第二章的十一节说，因为神就众人的恩惠已经显明出来。十二节
，12，
教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自守公义，敬虔度日。
12 teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age.
我们要除去不敬虔的心跟世俗的情欲，这个跟提摩太前书的后书第二章刚刚所讲的实际上是一致的。
We have to deny ungodliness and worldly lust, and this is exactly what's recorded in 2 Timothy as well.
所以你看，克制、逃避少年的私欲、肉体的情欲，接下来除去不敬虔的心、世俗的情欲。
We have to flee away from lustly desire and deny ungodliness and worldly lust.
这个世俗的情欲啊，其实就是这个今天这个危险的世代的时候，这个世纪的人共同会觉得做这种事没关系的。
And worldly lust is referring to the common practice of Gentiles.
那所以呢，我们要逃避，不要被世界污染了。
However, we have to avoid these acts. We should not be influenced by the world.
我们要了解，我们的心如果偏向世界，其实对神来说，我们就是以神为敌。
If our heart is near to the world, then we are enemies of God.
所以雅各书第四章这样说，我们看雅各书第四章。
Let's turn to the book of James, chapter 4.
雅各书第四章，我们看第一节。
Chapter 4, verse 1.
他说：“你们中间的争竞斗殴是从哪里来的呢？不是从你们白蚁中战斗之私欲来的吗？”第一节。
Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members?
这个叫做白体中战斗的失意，这个失意其实被世界影响来的。人一般来说，通常不会。你如果说在家里面，通常你不会一直很想要跟你的家人在 fight， 在争竞的。
And this desires for pleasure is influenced from the worldly lust.
那第二节看，你们贪恋还是得不着，因为你们杀害、嫉妒又斗殴征战，也不能得。你们得不着，是因为你们不求。
2. You lust and do not have, you murder and covet and cannot obtain, you fight and war, yet you do not have because you do not ask.
争竞、斗殴、征战，这个都从私欲来的哦。
Murder, covet, all these are from the lustly desire.
第三节说，你们求也得不着，因为你们妄求，要浪费在你们的宴乐中。
You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures.
人所求的重点都是为这个肉体的享受。
And all the things that people ask is for their pleasure of the lust.
这个就是其实第四节接下来就说，就说你们这些淫乱的人呢、啊，岂不是以世俗为有的，就是以身为低吗？所以凡想要以世俗为有的，就是以身为低的。
Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God?Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God.
所以我们要逃避世俗的情欲，就是我们会真的不会想跟这个世界为朋友了。
Therefore, to flee from worldly lust is that we do not want to be friend with the world.
如果我们与世界做朋友，就是跟神做敌人。
If we befriended the world, then we are enemy with God.
那这个代价就很大了。
And that's a great price to pay.
我们知道与神为敌的人最后一定死亡。
Because enemy of God, in the end, he or she will die.
没有任何一个受造物在神面前想要跟神为敌是站立得住的了。
There is no creation that is able to stand within God.
所以我们要逃避。
So we have to flee.
逃避这些不敬虔的心意。
We have to flee from all these ungodly thoughts.
逃避这些世界的引诱、世俗的情欲。
And also the worldly lust.To temptations of the world.
那我们要这个逃避过程当中啊，很重要就是我们要勒住我们的舌头。
And while we're fleeing from all these, we have to control our tongue.
你看他说弃绝世俗的言语，其实就是对人对教会没有造就的话不要说。
All the ungodly talks, we should be refrained.
那个雅各书第一章啊，我们看雅各书第一章。
In James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章看第二十六节。
Chapter 1, verse 26.
若有人自以为虔诚，却不勒住他的舌头，反欺哄自己的心，这人的虔诚是虚的。
If anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart.
所以我们要弃绝这个不好的话语。
Therefore, we have to be apart.From these kind of talk.
要勒住舌头，就是能够控制我们的言语。有些不要说的话就不要说。
We need to be able to control our own tongue.
很多时候有些不必要的争执都从话语来的。
Because sometimes unnecessary disputes are from our speech.
我们的舌头有时候很难控制的。
Sometimes it's very hard to control our own tongue.
你看第三章雅各书第三章。
James chapter 3,
第五节
verse 5.
舌头在白体里是最小的，却能说大话。看哪，最小的火能点起最大的树林。
Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles.
那第六节说，舌头就是火，
Six.
在我们的白体当中，舌头是个邪恶的世界，能污秽全身，也能把生命的轮子点起来，并且是从地狱里点着的。
And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the courses of nature, and it is set on fire by hell.
舌头能够污秽全身，虽然这是小小的一个东西，却能够污秽全身。
even though our tongue is very small, it's able to defile the whole body.
能够把生命的轮子从地狱里面点起来。
It's able to set on fire the courses of nature and is set on fire by hell.
为什么？
And why is that?
因为让我们变得不圣洁。
Because it can cause us to be not holy.
让我们的生活跟神的标准越离越远。
And to depart and to let us be depart from the standard of God.
所以呢，我们要真的要谨慎我们的舌头。
Therefore, we have to be cautious.
有的时候啊，因为教会里面有些人，他可能对某某教会的处理的事情可能有意见。有时候有些人会有意见的。
Certain people might have certain opinions concerning the way the church do things.
但是当一个人对教会的这些所做的决定有意见的时候，他如果没有谨慎，他有时候讲一讲就会点起一堆火来了，就是把一些人的那个心、哦、就把它搅乱了。
And when that person is not cautious, he or she might say things that will kindle fire among the members.
其实有一些人，他是因着这个环境里面所在讲的信息里面，才会对教会的一些作为越来越不满，就是因为有人在煽风点火。
And some people they will not be able to disagree with many things of the church. It's because of these ungodly talk.
那这个点火就是其实哈、哦，像这里说那个舌头哈、哦，把那个火从地里面点起来，这会让人真的越来越不圣洁。
And here, as here is mentioned, that the fire is set by hell. The more you have this kind of talk, the more ungodly you will be.
那我们一定要能够制服它，我们才有办法成为完全人。
So we need to be able to control this, so we can be a perfect man.
所以在圣经里面才一直说我们要很小心，污秽的言语一句话都不可以出口，凡事所说的都要造就人。
For the Bible told us, anything that's ungodly should not be out of our mouth. We should just say words that can edify each other.
那这样子我们才有可能会过一个圣洁的生活。
So we can live a holy life.
所以我们要从自己做起，先逃避我们肉体的情欲。
We need to start doing it by from ourselves. We need to depart from this lust.
借着不断的灵修、祷告、读圣，能够聚会，让我们的心越来越圣洁。
By attending service, learn the word of God to make our heart more holy.
然后让在我们心里面除去那不敬虔的心意跟世俗的情欲。
To get rid of the worldly desires and also our fleshly desires.
让我们弃绝这些没有造就的言论。
And all the ungodly, to get rid of all the ungodly talk.
让我们可以勒住我们的舌头。
So we can bridle our tongue.
那么我们必然在神的圣洁上越来越亲近，跟神越来越像。
So we may be more and more like God and be closer with Him.
我们也才有真的能够像圣经所说，主认识属他的人呢。我们是真的是被主耶稣所认识的人。
Then we'll be able to be the one that's known by God.
那要做到这些事情，我们要能够过这个圣洁的生活，我们一定脱离不了要靠着圣灵的祷告。
In order to reach that step, we have to live a holy life and also rely on Holy Spirit.
我们可以知道很多的理论。
We can know many different kind of philosophies.
圣经的原则我们可以看得到。
And also know the principles of Bible.
但是如果没有借着在圣灵里面的祷告来帮助我们，我们有时候力不从心。
However, if we do not pray in the Holy Spirit, then we will not have strength.
所以你看我们在要过圣洁的生活里面，一定不能够离开，要有祷告的生活。
If we want to live a holy life, then we need to have a life of prayer.
因为圣灵会帮助我们不断的更新。
Because Holy Spirit will help us to renew.
我们现在看提多书第三章。
Let's turn to Titus chapter 3.
提多书第三章。
Titus chapter 3.
第四节。
Verse 4.
但到了神我们救主的恩慈和他向人所施的慈爱显明的时候，第五节，他便救了我们，并不是因我们自己所行的义，乃是照他的怜悯，借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新，第六节，圣灵就是神借着耶稣基督在我们救主厚厚浇灌在我们身上的，第七节，好叫我们因他的恩得称为义，可以凭着永生的盼望成为后世。这里提到那个圣灵的更新呢。
Here mentioned the renewing of the Holy Spirit.
那这个圣灵是神借着主耶稣基督 他说厚厚的浇灌在我们身上。
And this Holy Spirit is shower upon us abundantly through Jesus Christ.
那所以这个今天这个圣灵啊，已经跟我们同住。
And today this Holy Spirit dwell within us.
是神很重要的恩赐，神给我们的礼物。
It is a great gift from God.
那这个礼物呢，是要帮助我们不断的在生活当中有一个更新的生活。
This Holy Spirit is to help us to renewed, be renewed in our daily life.
让我们的生活跟我们的心意都不断的越来越圣洁。
So both our heart and mind can be renewed and be more holy day by day.
所以我们要过圣洁的生活，一定要配合祈求圣灵充满，让我们在生活当中真的能够有力量行出来。
That's why if we want to live a holy life, we have to have the fullness of Holy Spirit.
那我们也更能够贴近神的心意。
So we can be near to the heart of God.
圣洁的神啊，我们如果越了解，我们越知道说我们真的要追求，不然我们不追求，我们很自然的就会跟世界越来越像，跟神越来越不像。
The more we are closer to this holy God, the more we need to pursue. Otherwise, we will be close with the world.
所以我们弟兄姐妹大家彼此勉励。
So this is our mutual encouragement tonight.
让我们都能够时时谨慎。能够在生活当中常常想到我要过一个圣洁的生活，靠着主耶稣基督的帮助。
Let's be cautious at all time and through the help of Lord Jesus Christ, let's live a holy life.
当我们教会圣洁的时候，其实神的恩典就在我们身上显明。
And when we are holy, God's grace will be manifested in our life.
愿主耶稣祝福我们。
May God help us.
我们来唱诗，388首。
Let's sing 388.